Well, as impressive, just about, as the cellists who I see before me right now are all of the parents and family members who are here to support them. And you're going to hear three numbers, one that is a little shorter, and then one that's a little longer, and will showcase some of the more experienced students, and then another shorter number. I will introduce you to all of the cellists in a moment, but right now, our youth expression show, oh, there's a fourth number as well. Our youth expression showcase begins with Pittsburgh Music Academy and its cello ensemble. Great cello players, Pittsburgh Music Academy. Let me talk to the leader first, who has her boots on, which today's a good day for boots. I'm really glad you all made it. I was a little concerned, but cello players are probably a pretty hardy bunch, I would think. Could you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about who you've assembled here?
Sure. My name is Kathy Caballero, and I'm one of the teachers at the Pittsburgh Music Academy. And we have, I guess, eight? Are we eight, everyone? Nine. Did I count wrong?
Yeah.
No. Eight. We're eight cellos. I think we range from the age of 6 to 16. And we have a 16th birthday today with us.
Somebody's 16th birthday is today. Who is that? Happy birthday to you. Why don't we talk with you first, since it's your birthday. What's your name?
Elena Robertson.
Hi, Elena, and happy birthday. Where do you go to school? And tell me about you and the cello.
I go to the Ellis School, and I've been playing cello for 6 years.
What made you interested in the cello?
Well, I started out with the viola, and I didn't really like it, so I switched to the cello.
Well, that's a good, straightforward reason to do that. That happens with a lot of people, though, I think. They begin on one instrument and then migrate to another one. What do you particularly like about the cello?
I guess I like the low sound.
Yeah, it's a caller earlier today, and I don't know if you were probably warming up, but Boyd, who is listening in Wolf Creek, Oregon, mentioned that the cello resonates at similar frequencies to our own bodies, so it makes the sound very resonant. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
To my grandparents.
Terrific. Well, thanks. It's nice to talk to you. And as long as I'm back here in the senior cello section, or so it would appear, as I try to tiptoe through the cellos here. What do they call the thing that what's your name?
Everett Ziegenfuss.
Hi, Everett. What do they call the thing that sticks out of the bottom of the cello? Is there a name for that? Do you know?
Yes, it's called the end pin.
The end pin. That seems to make sense. I'm tiptoeing through the end pins as I walk amongst the cellos here. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 12 years old. I go to North Allegheny School District, Marshall Middle School.
Excellent. And you know, we have two singers from North Allegheny High School that are going to be performing right after you this morning. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to our grandparents and our friends and family down in Cranberry.
Excellent. And how long have you played?
About 5 years.
Terrific. And why don't we say hello to you? And then we'll play another song coming up in just a moment, but I want to be sure everybody gets a chance to talk. What's your name?
Layla Cashlin.
And I like how you've decorated your cello. Stars and some circles. Those are very nice. And I see a smiley face there, too. Where do you go to school and how old are you?
I'm eight and I go to school at Salfaya Elementary.
Well, it's very nice to have you here. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yes, I'd like to say hello to my grandparents.
Lots of grandparents tuned in today, which is great. How long have you played?
I've played for 3 years.
So from 8 to 12 to 16 and 3 years to about 6 years of experience, that's part of the range. We'll meet some additional cello players who are younger and possibly haven't been playing quite as long in just a moment. This is Pittsburgh Music Academy from the Saturday Light Brigade Youth Expression Showcase. What would you like to play next?
For our next piece, we'd like to play Chorus from Judas Maccabeus.
Here again, a cello ensemble, the cello ensemble from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Nicely done. And audience members, you're allowed to applaud if you would like to. I know broadcast etiquette can be a little uncertain, but it's nice to have so many people here, and we're glad you're here. Let's meet some other cellists. Can we start with you, do you think? Instead of tiptoeing through the end sticks, I'm just going to sit down next to you for a minute. What's your name?
Will Caballero.
And are you related to that woman?
Yes.
How so?
She's my mother.
I thought that might be the case, Will. I haven't met many Caballeros, so I figured that might be the case. How old are you?
9.
And did you start playing cello like at 6 months of age? With a mom like your mom, you must have started early.
I started when I was 6.
Wow. So you've been playing for 3 years. Would you sometimes hear your mom playing the cello when you were even younger than that and kind of get interested in it? Or what made you want to start?
I'm not sure, really. I just heard her and I just like decided I wanted to play.
Well, that's terrific. Where do you go to school?
Edgeworth Elementary School.
And would you like to say hi to anybody who might be tuned in?
My sisters and my dad.
And your mom's right there, so there's really no need to say hi. What do you like to do when you're not playing the cello?
Usually I might have to do my homework.
That's a good thing to do. How about for fun outside? Do you like to play in the snow like today? If it's good sledding weather or snowman building weather, or would you rather stay inside and do something?
I would probably have a snowball fight.
Excellent, I think. Yeah, it'd be good, fun. Anything else you want to say? You sound good. You sound great. Let's see who you are. Hi, what's your name?
Gavin List.
Hi, Gavin, and how old are you?
8.
8. You're 8 years old. How long have you played cello?
2 years.
Well, congratulations on accomplishing that. I noticed you brought something for your end stick to stick in. That's nice to keep it secure and the right distance away, I would think. What made you interested in learning how to play the cello?
I want to learn all the songs in the cello.
Very good. What school do you go to?
PA Leadership Charter School.
Excellent. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
My grandparents and Dolly.
Who's Dolly?
My aunt.
Very good. Well, thank you, Gavin. And let's meet you. What's your name?
Savada Rocco.
How old are you?
6.
It's nice to meet you. How long have you played?
1 year.
Are you the one who's been playing the least amount of time? Has anybody been playing less than a year? Well, congratulations. It takes a lot of courage to do that. What's that?
It does take a lot of courage to play for a year.
And you're doing a very good job. I've been watching you. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My mom and brothers.
And are you in first grade now?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
St. Bernard's.
That's a great school. Nice to talk to you. Anything else you'd like to say?
Nothing.
Okay, and then we'll meet you two after the next song because we have two more to go, I believe. And what are we going to play next?
Well, this piece features our two most senior members of the cello group, Everett and Elena, and it's Sonata in C Major by Brevon.
And incidentally, this what are we going to play next thing, I'm not involved here at all. It's you all. So here is Sonata in C Major with the Pittsburgh Music Academy cellists, Everett and Elena, playing together here.
Thank you.
Everett and Elena, you sounded just great together. I would think it would be very hard to enjoyable, but also hard to learn to play with just one other person. Is it, Elena? You're the birthday girl. I'm going to come back. Is it a little hard to figure out how to do a duet as well as you guys just did? Take a lot of practice?
Yeah, you have to make sure you're in beat with each other and everything.
Is that the hardest part, do you think? Just the time keeping, or are there other aspects that make it difficult?
That's the main thing.
Would you agree? Pretty much the beat. Now let's meet our two remaining cellists that we haven't talked to yet. What's your name?
My Winter.
And how old are you?
8.
Where do you go to school?
The Waldorf School of Pittsburgh.
Excellent. We've had your choir here before. I don't know if you were here for that or not. Do you sing?
Not really.
No? Well, we've had the Waldorf Choir here. You have a great music program. How long have you gone to the Waldorf School?
Since I was 6. 2.
So it's a long time. Now, I'm going to make a big leap here. Did you ever meet a music teacher named Ms. Adams?
No.
Well, she worked there for a little while. She works for us now, and she plays the cello, but she was a music teacher at Waldorf for a little bit. Would you like to say hello to anybody?
My aunt and uncle in Maine, and my Grammy and Grandpa in State College.
Oh, they wrote to you before. They sent that nice email to us earlier. Did you hear me read that? I'm glad. How long have you played cello?
4 years.
Wow, so you've played for half your life. And what do you like about playing?
I like the tone and just playing.
Very good. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
A zookeeper.
How come?
Because I love animals, and I also want to be a hockey player.
Both. You could do that. You could, like, take care of the penguins if you did that, and like, play hockey and be the zoo. Have you gone to the National Aviary ever?
Yes.
There's a lot of penguins there. I was just there not too long ago. Anything else you'd like to say?
Not really.
Okay, well, it's nice to talk with you. It's 26 after 10 now at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have one more song from Pittsburgh Music Academy and one more person to meet. What's your name?
Sophia Zundel.
Nice to meet you, Sophia. How old are you and where do you go to school?
I'm 8 and I go to school at Lincoln Elementary.
And Lincoln is, do you know the name of the school district? Is it in Mount Lebanon or Northgate in Mount Lebanon? Okay, because there's a lot of Lincoln schools out there. How long have you played?
2 years.
And what do you like to do when you're not playing the cello? Do you have any hobbies or favorite things you enjoy doing?
Drawing.
What do you like to draw?
People.
And what do you use when you make your drawings? What kinds of materials do you especially like?
Crayons and markers.
Would you like to say hi to anybody listening?
My grandma and grandpa.
Great. Nice to talk with you. And now I'm going to turn to Mrs. Caballero again to first thank you very much for being here and ask you if there's anything you would like to say on behalf of the group. Are you missing one person today, or is everybody here?
I believe everyone's here today, and thank you for inviting us. And I just really enjoy playing with all these cellists, and I'm very proud of them because they all did a wonderful job.
I'll say. And how are you going to close up?
We're going to close with French folk song, which many of the cellists we know call the cello national anthem.
Oh, I think you'll recognize this if, because I'm looking at the music and can see what it is as I look at the notes. So thanks to Pittsburgh Music Academy and the cello ensemble. And here they are for their last song. And stick around because North Allegheny High School, two seniors from North Allegheny will be singing in our next half hour.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Pittsburgh Music Academy. What a great job they did right here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.